What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports on people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have RJ Scarelli joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hi, Kennedy. How you doing?
Living the dream, my guy.
Same here, you know?
So let's talk about this book.
Published author, my guy.
I know, right? Dream comes true.
For those I knew and loved before, so you wrote this book. What inspired you to write this?
I did, Carson. So it actually went all the way back to my grandmother. She was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, so it was a pretty rough year for us as a family. She was in and out of nursing homes for 5 years. It really took a toll on us, you know, financially, emotionally, physically, just basically everything. The reason why I wrote this book is to get closer with her, because when I went to visit her, I felt like I was losing her. You know, I just kind of felt numb. But when she passed, I didn't know how to really cope with it. And that's how I came up with this book. And while I was going through the process of writing it, I could feel her presence with me the entire time. I was always been a big advocate for different things. This in particular, I have felt, is a topic that, just like mental health, has a huge impact on a lot of families and a lot of communities. And I want children to be able to join that conversation, not being able to be afraid of asking their families questions about it. A lot of the times they're left out because, you know, it is such a tough subject.
Right.
And I just want them to feel comfortable going to, you know, their family members and opening up that conversation of what's going on, what can we do to support, and what's going to happen, or, you know, like, how can I help them?
RJ, this is a pretty heavy topic overall, and I know that this book is for children, and you just said why you wanted it to be for children, but how did you navigate this topic while still being child-friendly?
Yeah, so what I did was I did a lot of research. I looked into libraries, and I noticed that there are books out there, but I feel like there's a lot of more factual books. I wanted to take that and make more of a story-like structure. So what I did is I took the book and sorry, I'm a little emotional.
No, that's fine. It's okay. Fine. Take your time.
So the story itself depicts a grandmother with her granddaughter, and they go through this journey of the grandmother's saying her diagnosis to her granddaughter, and her granddaughter is going through all these different emotions, being able to cope with what's going on with her grandmother, and they're just kind of sharing that bond. you know,
of the memories that they shared while they can still remember.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think what you've done here is really beautiful, and it's an opportunity for people to start a conversation, as Dan says, on an uncomfortable subject, but something that happens to families. Mm-hmm. And to mm-hmm. publish a book, to put your heart and soul in it, put it out there for others, I think is quite a gift. So congratulations on that, and I hope everybody goes to the Amazon link and buys your book.
Thank you so much. One of my favorite quotes that I have for it is the ending, which is like, it says, like, someday I will forget your name, Cindy, but understand it's only temporary because the love that I have for you is too big and won't last through any fading memory. It just shows like the journey that they've taken together and the lasting bond that they created, and that no matter what's going to happen, they have each other. And I just want families to understand that as tough as this subject is, and as tough as this disease is, as long as, you know, you have each other and you stay together, you can pretty much conquer anything.
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing, RJ.
For Those I Knew and Loved Before, from RJ Scarelli. If you would like a link to the Amazon store where you can buy the book, text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234, and we will share that with you. You can go in and purchase that. RJ, you are officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woohoo!
I appreciate you guys for having me on today. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
No problem at all. It was a treat to talk to you, RJ, and best of luck with the book.
Thank you very much.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
KB Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Of course, Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by our good friends at Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Tasha.
Hi, Tasha.
Good morning.
What's up?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm living the dream. How about you?
I'm good, thank you.
All right.
Tasha is in her third day of her senior year in high school.
Let's go.
Yep. So exciting.
How's it going 3 days in?
Are you ruling the school yet?
Not yet. It's
all
going
right.
Pretty well.
All right. Well, you kick Kennedy out of the studio.
Yep. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
I'm just having so many flashbacks right now, Kennedy. It's senior year in high school, driving in, you know, 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. I was late. Like the bell was going to ring at 7:10 and I was still 15 minutes away.
Not Tasha. She's responsible.
Yeah, I know. All right, Tasha, well, you understand how this game works, right? 5 trivia questions, all pop culture things. You get more right than Kennedy, and you score yourself $100, okay?
Okay.
Question number one. Stuart Copeland and Andy Summers are suing Sting over royalties from the song Every Breath You Take. They say they never got co-writing credit, so they never got any money. Which band were they all in together where they did that song?
I have no clue.
That's a tough question for an 18-year-old out the gate. I'm sorry.
Question number two. Random fans often ask Seth Rogen to smoke weed with them, and sometimes he'll do it. He says, quote, if it seems like it'll be really special for the person. Can you name the weed movie Rogen and James Franco did about a stoner who witnesses a murder and goes on the lam from a dangerous drug lord?
Oh my gosh. I can think of the movie, but I can't think of the name.
All right, question number three. There's a new study that shows coffee can boost your mood even on Mondays. Regular caffeine drinkers report feeling happier and more enthusiastic after a cup. The top three coffee-producing countries in the world are Colombia, Vietnam, and Brazil. Which country is first? Colombia, Vietnam, or Brazil?
Brazil.
Question number four. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged. They posted pictures of him proposing in a rose garden. Which number does Travis Kelce wear for the Kansas City Chiefs?
Oh, gosh. I should know this. I watch football all the time.
It's the same one Gronk used to wear.
87.
Wait, just throwing out clues, Dan?
I'm helping the youth.
Question number five. Lil Nas X says he's going to be okay following his arrest last week for attacking police officers while walking in the streets in his underwear, but he added that the last few days have been terrifying. Name the song Lil Nas X has with Jack Harlow that went to number one.
Oh my God. I know the song. It's way much easier when you're not on air.
I know, it's a little stressful.
We get that from time to time.
I totally get it. It's a little nerve-wracking. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Do you want to shout out your high school?
I go to Keith Tech.
Nice. And have you started to think about what's after high school yet?
I have not thought about anything.
Yeah, that was me. That
Same.
Was me.
Yeah. I'm 36. I still haven't thought about it.
Kennedy had already probably finished 4 years of college here, senior year of high school.
I just kind of ended up here one day.
Tasha got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right. Yeah, good job.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
Stuart Copeland and Andy Summers are suing Sting over royalties for the song Every Breath You Take. They say they never got co-writing credits, so they never got any money. Which band were they all in together?
The Police.
Yes, The Police, 1-0. Random fans often ask Seth Rogen to smoke weed with them, and sometimes he'll do it. Can you name the weed movie Rogen and James Franco did about a stoner who witnesses a murder and goes on the lam from a dangerous drug lord?
Pineapple Express.
2-0.
The cross joint.
A new study shows that coffee can boost your mood even on Mondays. The top three coffee-producing countries in the world are Colombia, Vietnam, and Brazil. Which one comes in first? Colombia, Vietnam, or Brazil?
Colombia?
That's what I would have picked. It's actually Brazil.
Brazil.
Yes, it is Brazil. 2-1. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged.
You don't say.
They posted pictures of him proposing in a rose garden. Which number does Travis Kelce wear for the Kansas City Chiefs?
Do you want a hint that I gave Tasha?
Yeah.
It's the same number as Gronk.
Oh, 87.
Helping the youth of America, Dan.
That's what I do.
Thank you, sir.
I had to be fair. Equal time.
Tied it to question number 5. Lil Nas X says he's going to be okay following his arrest last week for attacking police officers. Can you name the hit song Lil Nas X has with Jack Harlow that went to number 1?
Industry Baby?
Industry Baby is correct.
Look at you, plugged into these streets.
For sure. Yeah, Lil Nas X's statement was so cute. He's like, your girl's going to be fine.
Your girl's going to be okay. It was terrifying, but your girl's going to be okay.
Yep.
All right, well, 3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Tasha, we really do appreciate you listening to the show this morning. Thank you. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Tasha from Berlin, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Of course, we are streaming on the Odyssey app and continuing on this morning with the list.
I've got a list for you. Want you to clear it too. And I've got a list for you.
I love Kennedy's parodying her parody. Very meta. We are attempting to help teachers again this year. It can be very difficult when you got to spend a lot of money out of your own bank account in order to make sure that kids are taken care of, which is just wild to us. The teachers are still doing this in 2025. Mm-hmm. We have Neely. Neely teaches at Marguerite E. Small Elementary School, who is helping We Can Help fill out her wish list. She teaches first grade, and it's a very unique situation with her students. Good morning, Neely.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi.
We're doing great. So tell us about your kids and what the struggle is for them.
So many struggles. We are in a very high needs area. People think of Cape Cod and they just think of wealth. And in our particular school, we are not wealthy. We have 86% students living in poverty.
Wow.
We have over 40% that speak a language other than English, which makes it hard to learn. We have over 20% students on IEPs, which is well above the state average. And we also have so many students living in trauma, and a lot of these students meet all those markers. So it makes it particularly hard for them to learn, and A lot of them, we just found out yesterday in our opening meeting that we have the highest absenteeism rate in the district, even above the high school, which is really concerning. So I want to make my classroom and my school a place that children want to be, and be joyful and learn a lot. And the motto in my class is be kind and work hard. And we really strive for that in our entire building. So my hope.
As a first grade teacher, you sort of get to have them when they're still little sponges and kind of malleable. Do you find that you can make a bigger difference on such a younger mind?
100%. I can shift them from even September to June. I just see dramatic shifts in. We really focus a lot on social emotional health here because it is so, so important. Mm-hmm. And I know you guys value the importance of that just listening to your show, but yeah. It's you can't meet any of the academic needs until those needs are met. Food needs, we have free breakfast and lunch. We've had it for years, you know, not just mm-hmm. during COVID. So these kids need a hug and fun things, you know. So
when you factor in all of the extra issues that some of these students are facing in your classroom as opposed to maybe a different classroom in a different area, how does that approach how you teach them differently? Like, what are some of your
definitely,
issues?
I have to be so engaging because I'm a pretty engaging person.
No,
so
you sound like it, Neely, actually. You do sound like it. Very loving.
But certainly it has to be... I have to have like a buy-in from these little guys, and I think I do, and I have lots of gadgets. I hide googly eyes around the classroom, and I do all sorts of dances and songs, and you just have to. You have to, and it does make a huge impact, and they're human beings, and I just want to change that. The kindness, that's the biggest piece.
Perfect.
And compassion. So
is perfect, unbelievable. Perfect, okay, so perfect. Neely's information is already up on our website. Go to mix1041.com. It's mix1041.com. Click on Clear the List. You can look it up by region. Is she listed under Cape Cod, maybe, or
The city of where she's from?
Okay,
but I'll have. There'll be a separate post.
Yeah,
with
just
them
look
up
for
there
Neely,
too.
And you'll see the ones from today as well. And we hope we can clear some of those items off your list. Okay, and thank you so much for what you're doing, Neely, as a teacher.
Thank you so much.
All right, it was good to talk to you. So now we're going to talk to Alexandra. Is a sixth grade teacher. She teaches math, Kennedy, at Gates Middle School in Scituate. Good morning, Alexandra.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. And you, like me and Dan, probably not known as a math kid, and now here we are teaching math.
I know. Look at us. I know. I was not a math kid. I had needs improvement, and I, on my fourth grade MCAS, and just kind of decided from there, like, math is terrible. And I had that mindset until I had a sixth grade teacher, Mr. Gilman in Mansfield Math, who changed my mindset. He was like, so what if a piece of paper tells you that? You're like, you're still learning.
Yes.
And that really stuck with me, and it kind of changed my trajectory, but it also has changed who I am as a teacher. I actually display it in my classroom, my results, and they're very
You still have
looking.
Your fourth grade MCAS results?
Yes, and that is all from my dad. My dad keeps everything, thank God. And I have everything, and I display it. And it is actually really scary to look at. It shows me compared to the state. I'm below everybody. And now I'm teaching it, and I love that because I think that it just shows like we all need a growth mindset, and that's really what my classroom is like.
I
is
love
that
this so much.
So you're buying
really,
a lot of
it's so hard.
You're buying a lot of these supplies obviously out of your own pocket, and every little bit can make a difference. What is it that is most important to you to try and get into the classroom that is on the list this year?
So my hope and goal is to get anything that's collaborative, especially with math. I think sometimes, you know, with students, you look at math and you think it's a piece of paper that's telling you yes or no. And so, like, there's math games and there's whiteboards so that they can work together and they can erase their mistakes because we all make them. And I really, all of those things would make it so that my students can see that math exists out of the four walls of my classroom and that it exists in the real world and that it doesn't have to be something scary. It can be something that you can turn as your weakness into your greatest strength.
I think what you said, that this one moment doesn't define your next moment, regardless of what you were teaching, is just something I think we could all breathe deep and take in today. So thank you for kind of shifting my mindset on math this morning.
Yeah. You got a little really, bit of Mr. Gilman in you, Alexandra.
Yes, I hope so. I want to do him proud, and I'm so excited for my students. And then even hearing the teacher before me, like, how lucky are we to have such incredible teachers in Massachusetts?
Well, thank you for what you're doing in the classroom every day. So look up Alexandra, go to mix1041.com, click on Clear the List, and you will see her on there. She teaches in Scituate. You can look up Neely as well. They will all be up there. And if you want to, anything that you can do, whether you're just buying a notebook or, like yesterday, a TV that they need for the classroom because the TV is broken, whatever you can do to help out in the classroom to make it either more collaborative, as Alexandra was just talking about, or Neely talking about, making it feel like a big hug in the classroom, right?
It's a safe space.
Yeah. Anything that you can do. If you want to text us here in the studio, we'll send you the link to where all of these are right now to help clear the list. You can text us at 617-655-1234. For Clear the List.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, if you've been living under a rock over the past 12 hours, you may not have heard, but Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are, in fact, engaged. They posted photos yesterday, and it says in the caption, "Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married." There's also a close-up of the massive ring, which Travis reportedly had a hand in creating. And apparently it happened a couple of weeks ago, maybe right after they recorded that podcast. At least that's what his dad is saying. And there are not many bigger fans of Taylor Swift than producer Dan's girlfriend, Kaylee. And
none that I know.
And you called her. And how was she?
No, she called me.
Oh, okay.
So she's a teacher.
Dan didn't get the news first, I can assure you.
Yeah. She's a teacher. So she was in school setting up her classroom for when the kids come back, when the news broke. And she calls me, frantically screaming, "Taylor Swift just got engaged!" And she's running down the hallway of her school screaming it. And then she's running into random classrooms that she doesn't even know if people are in going, "Taylor Swift got engaged!" And they're like, okay.
She's like the town crier.
And then after all of this is happening, I'm like, oh, I gotta record this. This is crazy. So then I hit record after all that, and this is where we are.
My armpits are sweating. I'm not even kidding. Hold on, I need to think about what I'm trying to say. I'm so scatterbrained right now.
What did you do when you found out?
I was just in my room and somebody in a group chat said, "Taylor's engaged." And I was like, "What?" I started panting. Hold on, I'm feeling my heart. It's pounding.
Oh, I die.
I don't even have like words. I don't even have words. I posted on my Instagram story, our girl's engaged, and it's as if like I know her personally and I'm friends with her. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm sweating so bad. I'm airing myself out right now. I'm shaking. My principal's laughing at me. You can see my hand is shaking right now. Honey, I don't know. I don't want to be at school anymore. I just like want to go and like have a glass of champagne and like cheers to her, but I can't. Oh my, I'm just deep breaths.
She is in it right now, Dan.
All of the Swifties felt this way yesterday.
People were having visceral reactions to finding out Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce were engaged.
I feel like she was looking for me to match her energy, and I was like, that's good for them. I'm happy.
Oh my, I'm just deep breaths. This is so exciting. And you know what I was thinking? Remember when I was like, this week I said, well, my next wedding is going to be mine. And you said, I'm just a baby. And I said, you're 36. And you said, I haven't even been to Europe yet. And then bam, Taylor gets engaged. I think it's a sign.
A sign for what?
You can't even work with me on this.
I haven't been to Europe. That's your. That's what you're going
Kennedy,
with?
I haven't seen the world. I'm just a boy.
Stop.
And then bam, Taylor gets engaged. I think it's a sign.
A sign for what?
I knew you were going to focus on that part. This isn't about me. It's about Taylor Swift and her lovely engagement.
I'm so happy for them. Aren't you so happy for them?
Why are you changing the subject?
How did this become about me?
She made it about you.
I'm so happy for them. Aren't you so happy for them?
Why are you changing the subject?
The subject is Taylor Swift's engagement.
Honey, I'm sweating. I'm in a corner of my classroom right now. I wish you were here right now. I'm in like the cozy corner of my classroom. I'm literally not kidding.
I don't want a picture.
Are you going to tell anybody else?
Well, Tay Tribe is popping off right now. Popping off. Hey, can you just come here, please?
Why do you need me at school?
I can't be here alone right now.
He needs our emotional support, Dan.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just pacing, honey. I'm just pacing. This isn't even a joke. This isn't even like a bit. This isn't an act. This is literally how I feel right now. I can't form words.
How do you think he proposed?
I mean, they were probably on like one of their whimsical, enchanting dates that they probably go on once in a blue moon. Because I can't really see Travis creating those moments. I kind of see Taylor probably planned her own engagement. And they're in like a garden, and you know, I think he just like did it. And the ring is a rock. It's a rock. I think it's worth how much she earned on the Eras tour. Honey, I'm sweating right now.
Did you just get tangentially engaged?
Yeah, this is like a parasocial relationship that I feel like I am about to go to an engagement party for my friend. Can you come here?
Why do you want me to come to school?
I can't be alone. I can't be trusted alone.
I don't want to sit in your room. Watch you pant.
I have no support right now. I don't feel supported by you.
Daniel. He's a singer.
I don't feel supported by you.
It's a love story, baby. Just say yes.
Okay, so then why don't you act out a love story and come here?
Why are you mad at me that Taylor Swift got engaged?
You won't support me right now? Oh my God, I'm sweating. I'm airing out my armpits. I'm just like, oh my God.
Daniel, she needs your support in the cozy corner.
I love her so much, but I'm not driving to a middle school because Kaylee, Taylor Swift got
engaged. Kaylee Boo, I'll sit in the cozy corner with you anytime. That just sounds nice.
From the 978, well, Dan, take her to Europe on your honeymoon.
Ah! And then, bam! Bam! Taylor gets engaged. I think it's a sign.
How much were you sweating at that point, Dan?
I'm okay.
Stoic.
I think it's a sign.
Angelic voice.
A sign for what?
That was fantastic.
You can't even work with me on this.
Love you, baby.
So good. So good.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenby Kennedy, of course, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. It is Redemption Week.
Redemption Week.
We bring back the five most recent competitors who have defeated Kennedy, giving Kennedy a shot at redemption. And this morning, we want to welcome in Joanna from Saugus. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing okay, thanks.
A little nervous?
A lot nervous.
Yeah, we're scary in person, aren't we? Roar.
Just a nice cleansing breath. In through the nose, out through the mouth. We're going to get through it together.
But don't look Kennedy directly in the eyes.
Come on.
You will turn to stone.
Stop it.
And then also your daughter, Marina, is here with you. Good morning, Marina. Marina starts 8th grade next week, Kennedy.
Let's get it.
Do you remember 8th grade for you?
Of course.
Yeah, what was that year like
for you? We ruled the school. We were like the seniors of middle school.
Yeah.
So it was very punk rock then.
Oh, you were?
Funky hair.
Yeah, shaved
head. Up to here, yes.
That was that when you were in your girl gang?
Yes.
And you were Roxy?
Yes. 8th grade freshman year, yes.
All right. Well, you know how this works. What was the score when you beat Kennedy before?
5-4.
All right.
Ooh, nail biter.
Kick her out of the studio.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
All right. There goes Kennedy. As you can see, leaving the studio, heading into that soundproof booth. If you look over to your left right there through the glass, you can see that's where she's going to be hanging out. She can't hear anything that is happening. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. And we hang your name in the rafters if you get it done this morning. No pressure. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Jersey Shore star Sammy Sweetheart, say that three times fast, welcomed her first child. Who was Sammy in a toxic relationship with on that show?
Mike?
Question number two. Macaulay Culkin will celebrate the 35th anniversary of Home Alone with a 9-city tour. He'll screen the movie, then do a Q&A. Where were the McAllisters going to spend Christmas as a family when they accidentally left Kevin home alone?
Paris.
Question number three. Miley Cyrus wrote Billy Ray Cyrus a song for his 64th birthday. It's called Secrets, and it features Lindsey Buckingham and Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac. Which Fleetwood Mac song has these iconic lyrics? Take a listen.
Oh,
name the song.
Dreams.
Question number four. Denzel Washington says he doesn't watch movies anymore because he's tired of them. Denzel played the drug lord Frank Lucas in which of his movies?
Oh, shoot. I can't remember.
All right. And question number five. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce apparently got engaged.
I must have missed this.
They posted pictures of him proposing in a rose garden. What kind of farm did Taylor Swift spend a few years on as a kid?
A Christmas tree farm.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Marina, how do you think your mom did?
I think she did pretty well.
I think you're right. I think you're right. She did pretty well. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
I have Joanna getting 3 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done, my friend.
It is Redemption Week. She defeated you once already.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Jersey Shore star Sammy Sweetheart.
Nailed it.
Thank you. Welcomed her first child. Who was Sammy in a toxic relationship with on the show?
Ronnie.
Ron, stop.
It was not Mike the situation. It was Ron.
That would have probably also been toxic too, though.
That was the only name I could think of.
Who forgets the note?
Oh, 1-0. Question number two. Macaulay Culkin will celebrate the 35th anniversary of Home Alone with a 9-city tour. He'll screen the movie, then do a Q&A. Where were the McAllisters going to spend Christmas as a family when they accidentally left Kevin home alone?
Italy?
They were going to Paris.
Paris.
Tied it. One. Question number three. Miley Cyrus wrote Billy Cyrus a song for his 64th birthday. It's called Secrets, and it features Lindsey Buckingham and Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac. Which Fleetwood Mac song has these iconic lyrics?
Dreams.
Sounded like a question mark there.
It was a little.
Tied at two, question number four. Denzel Washington says he doesn't watch movies anymore because he's tired of them. Denzel played the drug lord, Frank Lucas, in which of his movies?
American Gangster?
I'm Ron Burgundy?
No.
3-2, question number five. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged. They posted pictures of him proposing in a rose garden. What kind of farm did Taylor Swift spend a few years on as a kid?
Christmas tree.
That is correct. You can breathe now.
Redemption is yours.
You were sweating it over there. You could see it in Kennedy's face. He was a little bit worried about that one. Good stuff, Kennedy. Congratulations. Yeah. You got it done. 4-3. 4-3. It's the final score. Joanna, thank you guys for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hanging out with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Marina's got a big year in front of her in the 8th grade. She a good student?
She's a very good student.
Yeah. Do you want to shout out the other kids too?
Sure. And Victoria and Emilio are also very good students.
Who's your favorite of the three?
They are all my favorite.
Are you going to tell us off the air the truth?
Marina, who's her favorite of you three?
I think it should be me.
It should be you. I agree. All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Joanna from Saugus, and I cannot beat Kennedy most
this
of the time.
Time.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I think I saw that Billy Idol and who was it? Was it Joan Jett and the Blackhearts played Xfinity?
Yeah.
And I think they had about 15,000 people show up for that concert the other night.
Of course they did.
They are just crushing it all over the country right now. Billy Idol in TV commercials and just enjoying a renaissance right now. He came in and performed for us in the Mix Beach House. And, you know, we have a long history now with this beach house and artist performances. And one of the things I always like to do is kind of get the artists to give us a little context, a little color as to, you know, what it looks like to be at the beach house, because when they normally perform, they can't see the people they're performing for.
They're in, you know, just a building.
They haven't, yeah.
This is very different.
Right. And so we're sitting there. We're in the, like, the an attic, which has been redone almost like a music room.
It's a very lovely space.
Right. Kennedy has a gift she's going to give him at the end. She says something very funny at the end about being nervous.
Oh.
Yes.
I don't even remember. I blacked out, Carson. I'm not going to lie. I really don't remember it at all.
You were wearing the same boots as Billy, which I thought was great. You had a wonderful outfit.
Yeah.
And so here's Billy Idol kind of explaining what he can see, the visuals of the Mixed Beach House on Cape Cod.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, yes, there's a, I don't know what you call that exactly, but there's a beautiful expanse of water and the number of boats, a huge ship out there, and it's all very picturesque, especially as we've been on the road, so all we've been seeing is hotels.
This is a nice break.
So actually,
breathe some air, touch some grass.
Yeah, there's some sunlight, fresh. Some fresh air.
Frighteningly fresh. So, it's great. It's really nice.
You know, I've gotten to see you perform twice. I saw you at the Orpheum in Boston maybe 10 years ago, and then I saw you play the Big E in Springfield, which is the giant fair, and both times, one was great outside, one was tiny inside, I really felt the place around us was going to melt, because everyone was so in this moment with you. And I mean, you've been doing this for a couple, two, 3 years. How do you keep that up, man? How do you get out on stage every day and be like, I can do Money Money today, and I'm going to melt your face?
I don't know. I think, it is that I am doing what I really, you know, dreamt about doing when I was a child. You know, I was 7 years old or something like that. I began to dream about doing music for a living, really, being on stage and stuff. And so I suppose there's that, you know. And then, yeah, you are doing something you love, really. And you kind of know you're very lucky to be doing that, because most people are really doing something as work that they have to do. For, you know?
Yeah.
And then we get to do what was once a hobby, and then it became you know, reality sort of thing. And then we had success as well. So all of that is really, really wild. You know, you can't imagine it. So there's an element of, yeah, you want to bring it. You know, you want to, because, you know, there's an expectation. And also it's part of, I suppose, yeah, just super believing in music and rock and roll and what it, and the freedom it gives you. It gives you a sense of freedom.
Yeah.
One of my favorite moments when I was young was your appearance on the David Letterman show. When I saw that happen, I wanted to be David Letterman growing up. And when he had that interview with you, there was a chemistry between the two of you. And one of my I've probably watched that interview about 25 times. What do you remember from that time with that interview with David, that first interview?
Well, people were frightening me to death about David Letterman. They were saying, you know, he'll tear you apart and all this sort of stuff. And so I don't know, I was being a little obtuse during the
interview. You were very cheeky would be the word I would choose.
Yeah.
Look at you.
He was really great, and it wasn't like that at all. And so I don't know why they scared me to death, you know. But I'd come from England, you know, where that does happen, where people tear you apart on television and stuff, just to, I don't know why they do that, but they just want to do that, tear you down a bit. So so I was really prepared, but he was great, and we had it's kind of very memorable, that interview. And then they wanted me to do more, but I never actually ended, we only ended up playing on his show after that. But I think it was a particularly memorable one and episode. And
yes, definitely was.
Oh, a particular time in my life where people were sort of discovering me in America.
Right.
So it was great to be on it. It was really fantastic.
I read your autobiography when it came out, like the very night. I was like Harry Potter person waiting overnight to read it and then read every minute of it.
Right.
And you said something in here, and I just, it's not really a question, but I want to share it. Never be enthralled to anyone but your own wants and desires, because only you can make yourself happy. Fly your own flag and be true to it. Your soul is the true captain. You have to believe in yourself even when others don't, or you won't achieve anything. That's massive. That's a statement. And I feel like that's who you are.
Yeah, you do. You do. Yeah, especially doing... you're going to get loads of people telling you don't try. That's what kind of was happening right from the start. I was working, I was a student, and I was at Christmas time, and I was working in the post office, but it was late at night. There was no one around. I was sorting letters or something, packages, and I was singing to myself, somehow, I don't know, Teddy Bear or something, Elvis or something. And this guy walked by me and said, yeah, mate, don't ever try singing for a living. And I thought, now I've got to.
So. We need to find that guy.
Where is that guy?
And bring him back. We hardly have any time left. I'm so sorry. I know you're a New York Dolls guy.
Yeah,
Dolls
great.
It's not a first printing, but it's a second of the double album, and I just wanted to give it to you because
wow.
I know
thank you.
That meant a lot to
Blimey.
You.
Do you remember records? They seem to do pretty well for you.
Wow.
Johnny Thunders, man. I mean, the guy came and went far too quickly, but
yeah. Wow, that's fantastic. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Well, thank you for coming in and doing this for us. It means a lot to us.
We cannot wait.
We're huge fans. We can't wait to see what you do out there on stage.
All right, great. Fantastic.
There you go. Billy Idol in the Mixed Beats House. It's okay. Yes, there's people here. You can
I'm
apply.
I'm sweating my ass off.
Did he say blimey?
He did.
Blimey.
Kennedy, I'm sweating my ass off.
Well, I was.
And I imagine that guy's still delivering letters in the for the post office
right.
While Billy Idol's out being a rock star.
Get it.
Such a surreal moment. I'm so grateful that we get these moments we get to share them with you.
We're so lucky.
You know, that you watch somebody as they mature in their career as a rock star. You know, I just remember Billy Idol being this young, brash punk rocker.
I had posters of him all over my
room. We all did. We all had those albums. And then to sit there with him at the Mixed Beach House, it was a pretty special moment. So there's going to be video of that coming as well. There's some photos that have gone up on social media. You can check those out at mix1041.com or across all of our socials like Instagram. It's at mix1041.
Carson and Kennedy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1, streaming on the Odyssey app. Let's get to the dirty on the Taylor.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. Well, it's a love story. And baby, she said yes. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce jointly announced their engagement on the Instagrams yesterday, sharing photos of their romantic garden proposal along with the close-up of the stunning diamond ring. It's a old mine, brilliant cut diamond, co-designed by jeweler Kindred Lubeck and Travis himself. It has a cushion-like shape, rounded corners, chunky facets. Old mine diamonds were especially popular in the 18th and 19th centuries. No two are alike. You couldn't find a more tailored diamond in the world. They captioned the post, "Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married." Page 6 talked to Travis's dad, Ed, saying he was going to put it off till this week. I think she was getting a little antsy, but he was going to put her off till this week. So, you know, make some grand thing, make it a big special event. And I told him, you know, you could do it on the side of the road. You could do it any place that makes it special when you get one down on one knee and ask her to marry you. He knew that Travis was planning to propose months in advance, saying he's never seen his son happier. Said, "We actually went to a thing in Kansas City on Sunday night, which was an ESPN airing of The Kingdom. And his mom and I went back to the house for dinner where Taylor made dinner. We had a wonderful dinner with them outside in the patio. And just to watch the two of them, they're just crazy about each other. It's kind of neat."
I heard he proposed right after they recorded the podcast is what is kind of out there as well. So that was that moment.
He wanted to wrap it up before the regular season started.
Yeah, this is the one thing she didn't have control over, which I find interesting. You know what I mean? Everything she does is so carefully crafted and curated and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But
the photos are gorgeous, stunning.
Well, duh. Like,
they are just incredible.
There was no way he was going to do it without like making it. So a beautiful Taylor Swift moment.
Yeah, how meticulous she is. You have to set it up right.
Yeah.
Do you think those photos were set up and taken after, or was that right when it happened?
I think that's when it happened.
Yeah?
Yeah,
because,
I do.
You know, you gotta let her know and make sure the nails are done and she's got the right
outfit.
She's
Taylor Swift. She never looks wrong.
Yeah.
And even if she hadn't, I think it wouldn't have mattered.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them, man. This is like, the internet exploded. It's like a seminal moment in a lot of people's lives.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people have taken such great, friendship in her. Do you know what I mean? Like they feel that even though they don't know her, they know her.
Yeah.
And she's become a part of their life. For some people, this has been music their entire life.
Their best friend just got engaged.
They've walked through her good times, her bad times, kind of like you guys walk through with us. You know what I mean? And yep. I think it's just that the internet is such a nasty place. Yep. And for the most part, the things that you see are so kind. I think it gave us all a little bit of hope.
Well, and her impact on the world is just unmatched. I listen to a lot of sports talk radio, and the guy said something along the lines of, you know, Travis Kelce, the Kansas City Chiefs, mm-hmm. got engaged to pop star Taylor Swift. And I thought that was kind of a crappy thing to say.
Who said that?
Some guy doing like a sports update.
Well, he has to talk to his audience, dude. Those people don't like her because they think she ruined the NFL.
That might be so, but
that's
she's
what
a little
radio
bit
is,
more.
A bunch of nastiness.
Yeah. She's a little bit more than a pop star. In the world.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
this is one of the most important
that's
women.
That's a boy being on a girl. So,
I know. That's,
you know,
what I was
that's
just
what
like,
sports radio is, boo.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't listen to it.
He got down on one knee and said, "You belong with me."
Guys, after it was over, they FaceTimed all their family, just like you would if you got engaged. Like, I just love this. It's so normal. You know what I mean? Aside from the fact that the ring cost $500,000.
You think
so
he went to
normal.
Jared for that?
No, I just told you where he went. Not that there's anything wrong with going to Jared.
So let's do some reckless speculating, Kennedy. Is Taylor the kind of woman that is going to just like kind of let it sit there for a year, two, three
years?
Yeah,
he's got to get through the season. They're not going to do it anytime this year.
Or is Taylor like my wife, and when I proposed like an hour later, we were making plans to get married?
I believe Taylor Swift has a binder under her bed that has been there since she was 12 years old of what she wants her wedding to look
sure.
like.
She's got
there
a
are color palettes. Board. There's everything.
Yeah.
So
that's interesting.
I think she already has it in her head what she wants, as most girls do.
Right.
But I think he's got to get through the season first.
Right.
So I think maybe next year, maybe the year after, or maybe they'll just elope. Who knows?
Just in case you hadn't heard and don't know what we're talking about, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift got engaged yesterday.
They sure did.
Good for them, man. She deserves it. She was with that guy for 6 years who wouldn't even like mention her name in public.
I forgot about that.
She deserves someone who loves her out loud.
Right. Yep.
I don't know anything about that. I believe in love now, though. That's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Kempe Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please welcome Lauren from Tingsboro.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Kennedy.
Lauren and the crew are going to the lake.
Nice.
Yes, trying to extend summer.
That's my girl.
I do not want to see your Halloween. I don't want to see your Thanksgiving. I don't want to see your Christmas. It is still August.
Well, pumpkin spices in stores.
Well, then you shouldn't go shopping.
No PSL.
Anywhere.
No PSL.
Yeah,
stay
PSL.
Away from...
down with the PSL.
Down with the PSL. All right, get Kennedy out, please.
No.
All right, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $100. Kennedy's now gone into that soundproof studio over there. She can't hear any of these questions or your answers. Are you ready?
I am.
Of course you are. Taylor Swift has broken a Guinness World Record for her first ever podcast appearance on New Heights with her now fiance, Travis Kelce. 1.3 million people watched concurrently when it aired. But Guinness is mostly known for their beer, not their world record keeping. Which country produces Guinness?
Ireland.
How many kids you got in the car?
Oh, I got two little ones. They're not going to help me at all with this.
61 years ago today, 1964, Mary Poppins premiered at Gorman's Chinese Theater in L.A. In Mary Poppins, what helps the medicine go down?
A spoonful of sugar.
Cesar Millan, 56 today. What is his nickname?
Oh, God. Is it... the dog whisperer?
You have to be calm and assertive.
The dog whisperer.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged. They posted pictures of him proposing in a rose garden. What was the name of Taylor's last boyfriend before Travis?
Oh, God. I have no idea.
Question number 5. Alec Baldwin's wife, Hilaria, is expected to be on the next season of Dancing with the Stars. Can you name both of the current hosts for Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, nope, I cannot.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Going to the lake with your sister. What's your sister's name?
Yeah, Kristen.
Kristen, nice.
Yeah, we're bringing four kids along, so not
so
too
it'll
relaxing,
be relaxing.
May the odds be ever in your favor.
Thank you. I need it.
Kennedy,
yeah.
Lauren got 3 out of 5 right.
Well done, friend.
All right. Thank you.
The good thing is that when you have that many kids, they kind of occupy themselves. It's when you have one kid that you want to.
Exactly. Yep. They kind of babysit each other.
Yes. I'm always inviting other kids along because they can hang out with Barrett and I don't have to.
Work smarter, not harder.
Taylor Swift has broken a Guinness World Record for her first ever podcast appearance on New Heights with her now fiance Travis Kelce. 1.3 million people watched concurrently when it aired. Guinness, mostly known for their beer, not their world record keeping. Which country produces Guinness?
Ireland.
Tied at 1. 61 years ago today, 1964, Mary Poppins premiered at Grauman's Chinese Theater in L.A. In Mary Poppins, what helps the medicine go down?
A spoonful of sugar.
2-2. Cesar Millan, 56 today. What's his nickname?
The Dog Whisperer.
All knotted up at 3s. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. I don't know if you've heard they're engaged, Kennedy.
Are there really 2 Taylor Swift questions in
here? Well, technically, the first one was a beer question. Just a setup with Taylor Swift.
Get out.
Only 2? We still got one more after this.
Oh, you know what? You're not wrong. Let's see. Let's see what happens.
What was the name of, or what is the name of Taylor's last boyfriend before Travis?
Joe Alwyn.
And in Taylor Swift news, no, I'm kidding. Alec Baldwin's wife, Hilaria, is expected to be on the next season of Dancing with the Stars. Name both of the current hosts for Dancing with the Stars.
Carlos, no, Carl, what? No, Carlton. Plays Carlton. Is his name? Alfonso Rivera. And
we'll just stop you there. Alfonso Ribeiro is the correct pronunciation of that. And Julianne Hough.
Oh, I never would have gotten there.
Yeah. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy. You did great. You did great.
But you're not going to the lake all weekend.
No, I'm sure not. So I think you win, Lauren.
All right.
Lauren, you don't get the cash, but thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Did I say thank you? Thank you for listening and calling to play this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Lauren from Kingsborough, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about a Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Christina from Reading.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy.
We kick Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100 if you tie, or excuse me, $1,000.
Yeah, big money, no whammies this hour.
Forgot a zero and a comma there. Kennedy's gone. She can't hear any of this. You get more right, you win the $1,000. Are you ready, Christina?
I am.
This greatest hits album called Legend is now only the 2nd album in history to reach 900 weeks on the Billboard Top 200 chart. Who released that album?
I gotta go with John Legend.
Question number 2. Morgan Wallen was fined for his Friday night show at Gillette Stadium. He was fined 25 cents per attendee, leaving the country singer $15,705 in the hole after the show. Why was he fined?
Too many people in the pit.
Question number 3. A list of the best fart scenes in movies includes Step Brothers, The Nutty Professor, and Austin Powers, The Spy Who Blanked Me. Fill in the blank.
The spy who shagged me.
Question number four. This fashion designer, whose last name is the same as a brand of car, turned 64 today. Who is he?
Oh, brand of car. I don't know. Porsche.
And question number five. The creators of Cobra Kai are making a Knight Rider movie, Dan.
All right.
I am in. Yes, please.
Yes, the olds rejoice.
What is the name of the car in Knight Rider?
Kit.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Christina from Reading, I understand you've already finished a round of golf this morning.
Sure did. Just soaking up my last days of summer.
Let's go. Where did you play?
At Treehouse in Tewksbury.
Yeah, how'd you hit them?
Some were good, some were not so good.
Yeah, we call that army golf. Left, right, left, right, left, right. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Christina got 2 out of 5.
All right, well done, my friend.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
We should have gave her a handicap when she played against Kennedy. Like a +2.
That's pretty good. This greatest hits album, Legend, is now only the second album in history to reach 900 weeks on the Billboard Top 200 chart. Who released that album?
Bob Marley.
That is correct. Do you know what's number one?
The Eagles.
That's a good guess. Good guess. Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon. Like 950 weeks on the Top 200 chart. 1-0, question number two. Morgan Wallen was fined for his Friday night show at Gillette Stadium. He was fined 25 cents per attendee, leaving the country singer $15,705 in the hole. However will he recover?
Gee, I don't know.
Why was he fined?
Because he went over the time limit.
Broke their curfew for loud music.
Well, it's in a neighborhood, so
yeah,
I get it.
Sure. So does that mean if you throw a party just like in that neighborhood at your house and there's like 7 people there, they're going to charge you
it's a noise ordinance.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So if your party hits decibels,
yeah,
but every neighborhood has one of those.
They're going to charge you $1.75.
No, they're just going to give you a fine. How many solo cups did you give out?
No, but they charge you 25 cents per attendee.
That's at Gillette, at your home, my dear. I mean, I don't know. You know what? I'm not a cop, nor did I play one on television.
2-0, question number three. A list of the best fart scenes in movies, Kennedy.
Really?
Includes Step Brothers, The Nutty Professor, and Austin Powers, The Spy Who Blanked Me. Fill in the blank.
Shagged?
3-1, question number four. This fashion designer whose last name is the same as a brand of car turned 64 today. Who is he?
Buick.
Gary Buick. Legendary fashion
Tom
designer.
Tom Buick.
Tom Ford.
Tom Ford.
There it is.
That is correct. 3-1, question number five. The creators of Cobra Kai are making a Knight Rider movie. Yes.
Dun-dun,
yes.
Dun-dun,
dun-dun, yes.
Dun-dun.
What is the name of the car in Knight Rider?
Dun-dun, dun-dun. Kit, Knight Industries 2000.
Tell him, Kennedy. Let him know. Oh. 4-2 is the final score, Kennedy. Nice work. Christina?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a triple bogey, unfortunately.
No, we had a good time, though.
Yeah, womp womp. Kennedy gets the win, 4-2. What would you like to say before you go?
I'm Christina from Reading, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
All right, let's hit the 19th hole.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.